So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you. And we talked earlier in the show a little about the ICE shooting in Minneapolis. And Ranji, you had said something that I agreed with, that I know everybody's talking about the legality of everything. And was it a rightful use of force? Was the driver, was she trying to, you know, hit the officer or whatever? There's the video. We talked about bigger picture, how these conflicts and clashes, I feel like, should not be happening in the first place, right? There's a lot of the way the administration is going about things, very, you know, openly antagonistic, belligerent, even to the point, you know, of ICE, the way it's being approached is not the worst first. I mean, it's kind of creating chaos and confusion, and that's going to increase dangerous situations. That's what's so bothersome.
Well, it's very clearly meant to be antagonistic, and all you have to do is see the posts, the social media posts from Department of Homeland Security or the White House, and they're like these, and it's been going on for months, like these mocking tones where they're just like, we're coming for you. And it's not like, you know, hey, let's try to do this in a way that doesn't incite people, or try to do it in a way that doesn't anger people as best as we could possibly do. They're going the other direction.
Yeah.
They want people to be mad.
I mean, they're using blankum language type stuff, which
exactly.
They actually, I can't say what some of what the vice president has said or what Kash Patel has said, right? You can't say those things on the air. So what you said is it's deliberately antagonistic. And it muddies the waters where you can have a very valid point that, immigration and illegal immigration was out of control. We need to do something about it. But then it's no longer worst first. It's you're going in and taking families where people who have entered the country, and you could say, they entered illegally. Yeah, but a lot of it was our fault with policy, confusion, a lack of policy that tells them they can stay. It's not their fault. They've been here now. 20 years or whatever.
And a lot of people who were trying to go through the proper channels.
Yes. So, and I bring that up because basically when you're purposefully antagonistic and you're not de-escalating, when there is confusion and you're not messaging clearly, calmly, and with self-control and patience, knowing that there are certain processes that have to take place, you're going to find law enforcement and the citizenry in very tense confrontations and very tense situations where things are going to go wrong. And you could say, well, that person shouldn't have tried to flee from the officer. You know, legally, you could be right. And maybe the officer had the right to use that use of force. What I'm saying, bigger picture, the way that we're so cavalier about being okay with having these tense situations and not doing what we can to de-escalate is really upsetting.
And the woman who was killed, Renee Good, that's her name. She was 37 years old. And what you and I were talking about this off the air, that had they not killed her, had she gotten away, you know, they had her license plate. They could have apprehended her later. They didn't have to do it all right there. But again, they're ham-fisted in the way they're operating everything. If she had gotten away, she still probably could have been charged with a crime. And I will concede that maybe, you know, they could have at least picked her up and said, hey, you can't, you know, be driving away from an officer like that.
They said that she was like impeding what they were trying to do and that she'd been a problem all morning. Then I would say,
get her later.
Then her, like, arrest her then. Like, if she had, because you are not allowed to block
the road. Don't wait until she gets in the car.
Right. Yeah. You're not allowed to block the road. You're not allowed to stop law enforcement processes. So if she had been doing this all morning, I'm not sure why they didn't try to arrest her before or try to detain her before. And again, I'm not saying that's ideal. It's not ideal at all. But somehow this woman was, you know, shot in the head point blank by an ICE officer. Now we're going through the legal mess of it when really this situation could have been avoided altogether.
And so, you know, Amy and I think are mostly in agreement on what happened yesterday and that it didn't have to happen. And I think ICE's presence in a lot of these cities is causing a lot of chaos and anger and resentment. And when you do this and you do it intentionally, at some point, something like yesterday is going to happen. And I suppose that if there's any good fortune in it, it's that more people weren't hurt, because that could happen. And it probably is going to happen. It's probably going to get worse from here. But they don't need to be there, and they don't need to be doing it the way they're doing it. And the antagonistic stuff, yesterday, within hours of this happening, even though we knew nothing about this woman, we still know very little about her. We've known more in the last 24 hours. But the Department of Homeland Security immediately called her a domestic terrorist. And that was before any of us had seen the video of what actually happened. And now that you've seen it, yeah, you could argue that that officer was right in front of her car and probably felt threatened. He also should not have been in front of the car, because that's DHS policy that you're not supposed to walk in front of vehicles. They tell their agents not to do that. It's pretty much law enforcement standard, unless they're in a vehicle themselves. And so he was not doing it the way he should have been doing it. That's first of all. And he probably did, in his moment, he put himself in a bad position, so he probably did feel threatened. Mm-hmm. And legally, if there's a case here, which I assume there's going to be, he'll probably be acquitted, you know, if there's a charge of any kind, because they will say, yes, in that moment, he rightfully did feel like he was in danger. But it does not appear to me from watching it that she was trying to hit him. If anything, she was trying to steer away from the officers who were there, and especially the guy who was at her window. However, the Department of Homeland Security immediately called her a domestic terrorist, which very clearly did not appear to be a domestic terrorist. Now, Priscilla Alvarez had done some reporting, and in the last hour, here's what she says. Multiple Department of Homeland Security officials privately expressed shock Wednesday over the department's immediate response to the fatal shooting in Minneapolis, seeing it as a break from precedent that generally points to investigation before reaching a firm conclusion. Multiple current and former Homeland Security officials initially privately questioned the officer's conduct, though cautioned the preceding events remained unclear and stressed that an investigation was necessary. And, you know, look, the DHS is not a monolith, and you've got a lot of people who work in that department who probably are pretty horrified by what happened yesterday. You got a lot who are celebrating it, but you have a lot who are thinking, man, this is not how we're supposed to do business. And this was not done by the book. And maybe that agent did feel like he was in danger, and he was for a second, but this is not how you're supposed to do business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's going to be the legal breakdown above my pay grade. I'm more frustrated with the situation that we're having this conversation, and lest I be misunderstood, which if I apologize if I wasn't clear earlier, again, by the text line, I'm not saying you should, that I would drive away from police officers. I was going a bit down a rabbit hole with ICE agents in unmarked vehicles, not in this situation, but in others, including here in De Pere, Missouri.
These vehicles were unmarked.
Okay. So even then, and I'm speaking of what happened here in De Pere, where ICE agents in masks and unmarked vehicles, grabbed a man who had been living here for 15 years at his place of work. And I was saying, you can enforce the law without it being purely based on intimidation and fear and feeling vindictive, because I had been told, even like from driving instructors. If you're a woman in a car and an unmarked car has a light on the top and like is going to pull you over, you know, that was, I don't know that this has ever, you know, happened to anyone recently, but you know, like be aware of your surroundings, make sure it's a marked vehicle. You can call 911, right? And if I, what if I'm mistaken for someone who's an illegal immigrant? I could, any of us could be. And two men or three men in an unmarked car and masks came up to me, I would be very scared, and it would be my inclination to fight back because I would be wondering what's going on. Now, this woman, I understand, knew that these were ICE agents because she was protesting them. So I don't want to pretend ignorance in that sense. And I think some texters thought I was being ignorant. I'm not. I was just saying these are reasons why the environment is so tense. Megan McArdle, really, really good, even keel objective take here. She writes for The Washington Post, but is pretty conservative and speaks on conservative podcasts. She said, opinions of the ICE shooting are pretty reliably tracking opinions about ICE and aggressive deportation raids. That shouldn't be the case. Cops on a bad mission might be legitimately forced to shoot someone who endangers them, and officers on a good mission can do bad things. Regardless of your opinions about immigration, everyone has an interest in an orderly society with well-enforced laws, which includes both giving the police authority to operate, including to defend themselves, and holding officers to account for misuse of power. We should neither automatically assume that officers are at fault when something goes wrong, nor automatically defend anything a law enforcement officer does. They're not saints or demons. They are humans entrusted with an important job who sometimes make hard choices and sometimes make mistakes. And if you think folks on the other side are engaging in motivated reasoning out of tribal loyalty, well, you're right, but you are no more immune from this temptation than they are. Saying we don't know legally where everything stands right now.
And beyond it, we really should not be. And there are far too many people, and I've seen the reaction in the last 24 hours like you have, who are almost celebrating that this woman died. And maybe you disagree with her politics, whatever they are. And we don't really know them. I mean, we have heard that she was there. Well, DHS says she was there causing trouble early in the day. I'd like to see more evidence of that first, because I don't particularly trust them right now or the people in charge. So I do need to see more on that. And even if that's the case, that person yesterday did not deserve to die. And there are just too many people since it happened who are borderline celebrating the fact that she was killed. And that's crazy to me. This should feel like a tragedy to just about everybody. And there are too many people who are just so hardline, black and white. Nope, nope, nope. This is what should have happened to her. And she deserved it. She had it coming. I just don't agree that she had it coming.
So, you know, we have a texter who brings up a point. A 435 says Obama deported 3 million people without all of this. And again, I know he faced criticisms, too, for deportations.
Sure.
But we didn't have the big show.
He was open to criticism.
Yes. And what I mean by how you do it, this is a specific example. So you know that I'm not just like throwing hypotheticals out there. In D.C., there were ICE immigration raids at certain restaurants that had multiple locations. And the ICE officers, for whatever reason, this administration wanted them to be seen walking through the restaurant when it was crowded, going into the kitchen, grabbing people, asking for papers. Now, anyone who owns a restaurant or is a businessman, and from my understanding, the president, supposed to be a businessman, understands that that is not where they keep those papers, mm-hmm. in the kitchen of the restaurant. You can go to that company's headquarters, you can go to their offices, and then very orderly ask, can I see the papers for all of your workers? And if they don't have what they don't have, then you arrest the person, whatever it may be. But there was a reason why to make it performative, to instill fear and intimidation. That is the opposite of de-escalating. And that's why we mean where there can be valid concerns. I get it. Text lines worried about people who are here illegally, or some people who are mad that we're using that word, want us to say undocumented. However you feel about it, I get it. But how you do things matters. Process matters. Our country is built on process. And so, again, when in an environment that's already tense, if you're purposely being antagonistic, it makes me sad because it puts law enforcement in a very bad... If I'm law enforcement, I'm PO'd because it puts law enforcement in a bad position when you position it as antagonistic, and it puts the citizenry in a bad position.
I would just say maybe you do feel like, hey, yes, we got to go get all of these undocumented immigrants. They're ruining the country. I don't agree with that, but maybe you do. Even if you do, you should not be getting off on something like what happened yesterday. That shouldn't do it for you. And I think there are people who are happy that she was murdered. And I don't think it's an insignificant amount of people. And that, to me, is very unfortunate.